You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards told mourners at the funeral of former Governor Edwin Edwards that the late governor left his mark on every part of the state during his unprecedented four terms. The flag-draped casket of Edwin Edwards, who died last Monday at age 93, was carried by horse-drawn carriage from the current Capitol building to the old state Capitol Sunday for a private service. In prepared remarks released Sunday afternoon, Governor John Bel Edwards, no relation to the former governor, praised Edwin Edwards for numerous accomplishments and for support of the state charity hospital system. The U.S. Labor Department reports that the number of Texans seeking first-time unemployment benefits rose in early July. Joseph Leahy of Texas Public Radio KUT in Austin reports more than 31,000 people applied during the week ending July 10th.
That marks a 31% increase from the previous week when 24,216 people in the state filed new jobless claims. While Texas saw an uptick in the number of people applying for benefits, nationwide unemployment claims fell to their lowest level since the onset of the pandemic in early March 2020. In the last 10 days, the Texas Workforce Commission has made more than 980,000 unemployment payments.
That was Joseph Leahy reporting from Austin. About 1.5 million Texans are now getting health insurance through healthcare.gov. It's one of the biggest enrollment numbers through the Affordable Care Act that Texas has seen in years, and enrollment is still open because of the pandemic. The Biden administration created a special enrollment period for the online health insurance marketplace that ends in mid-August. Combined with an uptick in signups during the regular enrollment period last winter, Stacy Pogue with the policy think tank Every Texan says Texas now has a lot more people signed up for these health plans than in the past several years.
Texas saw the largest increase in enrollment compared to any other state. Our enrollment year over year increased about 15 or 16%. There's no question that during COVID, during the pandemic, going into 2021, there was a huge demand.
New enrollment reports reveal more than 2 million people have signed up for the ACA health coverage. Of those, almost 70,000 have signed up in Arkansas and 83,000 in Louisiana. Plans on healthcare.gov are also more affordable than they have ever been because of more funding for subsidies from Congress. Pogue says about half of Texans who have bought plans recently are paying $10 or less a month for their health plans. And almost everyone qualifies for some level of financial help to pay for their insurance. And a statue of a Confederate general has been removed from a prominent spot outside a city hall in South Louisiana. Spectators cheered Saturday as a crane lifted the figure of General Alfred Mouton off a pedestal in Lafayette. The United Daughters of the Confederacy donated the statue to the city in 1922. The group signed a settlement Friday, agreeing for the stone figure to be moved. A group called Move the Mindset pushed to remove the statue of the slave owner. The murder of George Floyd by Minneapolis police in 2020 has prompted new calls across the country to remove Confederate statues, many of which had been erected during the Jim Crow era.
This is Red River Radio.